it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to read this tweet to you guys from Elliot Shore Parks. You guys remember him. He covers the Philadelphia Eagles. He is actually going to be on the show tomorrow. He said this. Now, I think Elliot would tell you he's a little bit of a troll, but you know what? There is a little bit of truth in what he is saying here. The Eagles have a chance to essentially kill off the Chiefs' mystique this weekend. It won't kill their season, but if the Chiefs drop to 0-2 after getting smoked in the Super Bowl and having a pretty unimpressive 2024 season, then the aura of the Chiefs will basically be gone. Now, again, I think this is incredibly extreme. I also don't know how you can say they had an unimpressive season and they also went to the Super Bowl. Like, those two things in a paragraph just don't seem to coexist to me. What I am most excited about on Sunday is I want to see how much fight the Chiefs have. For the last 18 months, for the most part, things have kind of been easy for the Chiefs. And almost everything that the Chiefs have tried, even if they look like they were about to lose, it's worked out for them in the most part. We have spent the last 3 years showering the Chiefs with all kind of love. I'm really interested to see if the Chiefs still got a little bit of fight in them. Maybe the Chiefs are kind of like Rocky. And remember, we used this analogy in the Super Bowl. You remember, the character arc of Rocky, the theme of Rocky is, in Rocky I, he's the unknown fighter that fights his way out of Philadelphia and gets the shot against the heavyweight champion of the world. He actually then beats him. And then the montage in the beginning of the third one is Eye of the Tiger. He lost the Eye of the Tiger, and he had to get that back to become Rocky again. Chiefs got knocked out by this team. For the last two Chiefs games, they have said, this is not Carrington thinking, this is what they said. Man, we came out slow. We came out flat. How? How do you come out flat in the Super Bowl? How do you come out flat after losing in the Super Bowl, spending all offseason hearing everybody doubt you? We always talk about this, Mahomes' revenge tour and all of this. You spent all offseason living in the disappointment of the Super Bowl, and then you tell me you came out flat for a second consecutive game. If there is any team on the Chiefs' schedule that should be able to get their attention, it's the team that you walked off the field being embarrassed by and felt the confetti, but it wasn't because of your accomplishments. It was because of your disappointment and your failure. Man, I want to see if the Chiefs can still fight. I want to see if the Chiefs still got that dog in them, because for two consecutive games, we have seen other teams push the Chiefs around in different ways. Now, you could have won on Friday. It wasn't a blowout or any of that, but you didn't get pressure on the quarterback at all. Like, I can give you the numbers. We can dive a little bit deeper into it. You didn't get pressure with your front four. Spags couldn't dial up a blitz that got to Justin Herbert. You couldn't cover him on the backside. The Chargers just kind of did what they wanted to do offensively against Kansas City. I want to see if the Chiefs can just, let's block out the noise.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is one of the very few games in the Chiefs dynasty in which they are going to be the underdogs at home. Man, I want to see if the Chiefs still got some fight in them, because you haven't really been in a position where your back was up against the wall over the last handful of years. Sure, you've had this injury happen. You've been able to overcome it. Like, we don't have to go through the numbers quite yet, but if you start 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs plummet. It is drastically different than starting this season 1-1. Them starting this year 1-1 after losing in Brazil but coming back and beating Philadelphia, a lot of you will do an exhale. If they go down to 0-2 and they are in a must-win, gotta-win situation on the road against the Giants on Sunday Night Football, sure, there will be a level of confidence because of who you are playing. It will be a very nervous energy week in Kansas City. And the Chiefs haven't really given you a lot of reasons to have nervous energy about them for the last 3 years. So that's the thing as we are beginning our kind of look ahead to the game against Philadelphia. Man, I want to see if the Chiefs can still fight. I want to see if they're still hungry. I want to see if they got that eye of the tiger. Because all offseason, people from the outside have told you, it's over, it's over, it's over. That noise is only going to get louder if they lose on Sunday to the Eagles.
Well, I disagree with Elliot Shore Parks a little bit. I do think he makes a great point, and I think you make it too with the Rocky analogy. Are the Chiefs going to come out and have that underdog, us against the world, gritty, grimy, win by whatever we win, whatever means necessary, or are they going to still be, for lack of a better term, a little bit drunk on success? Because if the Chiefs have the same effort, I'm not talking game plan, I'm not talking, hey, statistics, I'm talking effort. Because the first half in Brazil, their effort, their, you know, lock in, whatever you want to call it, did not seem to be there. They seemed lethargic. They seemed, you know, whatever the term you want to use. And Mahomes and Kelce and Jones and Reed and the leaders of this team all have said they were flat in Brazil. If they are flat to start this game, I don't know. It's probably too early, but I don't know that Elliot Shore Parks is all that wrong by saying maybe the Chiefs just got fat and happy on success. Because if they can't get back to that, hey, us against the world mentality, which we've seen them have in the midst of this dynasty. They had that in the AFC title game against the Bengals. Remember, the Bengals were popping off. It's Burrowhead, da-da-da. The Chiefs came out with an energy and wanted to win that game. We've seen, we can think of countless times. If they come out flat and lethargic against this Eagles team in their home opener, you got Fox pregame in the parking lot, it's going to be all the things that should add an extra juice. If you come out flat and get pushed around, it might be too early to be having the conversation, but I don't think it's too early to have it. Hey, are the Chiefs drunk on their own success?
I mean, people are going to be having the conversation nationally.
I think it's a
lot of you are going to tell those people to be quiet and shut up. That will be the conversation.
I don't know if telling them to shut up is wrong. I don't know if telling them to shut up is right, though. Because if you're 0-2 and you're flat in both games, the conversation has to be had. People don't like it, but I think it has to be had.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, no way they're flat at home. They'll be juiced. I mean, they were flat in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know how we can definitively say anything right now with the Chiefs. They were flat in the Super Bowl. They were flat in the season opening game against the Chargers. It's a possibility that they're flat. That's why I'm going into it with the level of, I'm just curious to see what the Chiefs look like. Think about this. In the middle of a dynasty, the Chiefs have been to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls and played in the last 3. They are a home underdog in the stadium in which, if there is a place where we believe that home field advantage still matters, that it counts for something, that you get 2, 3, 4 points for it, they're telling you that in a neutral site, the Chiefs would be 3, 3.5 point, 4 point dogs to the Philadelphia Eagles. If this game was in Philadelphia, it'd be Philadelphia -4.5, Philadelphia -5. That's what Vegas is trying to tell you based on where the number currently is for this game. So again, I want to see what the Chiefs are made of, so to speak. The 2025 Chiefs have not proven anything. The 2024 Chiefs did. The 2023 Chiefs, it's a new year, new season, new everything. You are at a disadvantage heading into this game. No Rashee Rice, no Xavier Worthy, defense kind of licking its wounds a little bit from what happened. I want to see if you still got it. I still want to see if you got that knockout championship punch, because you're going to need it a couple of times in this first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Like, it don't get much easier after this. You got a home game against the Eagles. You play the Ravens coming up in a couple of weeks. You got the Lions coming up in a couple of weeks. The Commanders coming up in a few weeks as well. Like, you play a lot of really good teams that, like yourself, also have championship-level aspirations and think that they can be the last team standing in San Francisco in February.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.